Kurt puts his hat, what they always call the big hat, back on his head and hooks the strap back of the head the way you wear it in the warm weather and adjusts the brim purely by feel. Then to his old friend he says, "Can you say it's never talked to you, Sandy?" The new sarge opens his mouth to say of course it hasn't, but the other man's eyes are on him, and they are grave. In the end, the SC says nothing. You can't, because it does. To you, to me, to all of us. It talked loudest to Huddy on the day that monster came through, but we hear it even when it whispers, don't we? And it talks all the time, even in its sleep. So it's important not to listen. Kurt stands up. Just to watch. That's our job, and I know it now. If it has to breathe through that valve long enough, or that reed, or that whatever it is, sooner or later, it'll choke, stifle, give out. And maybe it won't really mind. Maybe it'll more or less die in its sleep. If no one riles it up, that is. Which mostly means doing no more than staying at a snatching distance. But it also means leaving it alone. He starts away, his life running out from under his feet like sand and neither of them knowing, then stops and takes one more look at his old friend. They weren't quite rookies together, but they grew into the job together, and now it fits both of them as well as it ever will. Once, when drunk, the old sarge called law enforcement a case of good men doing bad chores. "Sandy." Sandy gives him a what-now look. "My boy is playing Legion ball this year, did I tell you?" "Only about 20 times." "The coach has a little boy. Must be about 3. And one day last week, when I went over town to pick Ned up, I saw him down on one knee, playing toss with that little boy in left field. And I fell in love with my kid all over again, Sandy. As strong as when I first held him in my arms, wrapped in a blanket. Isn't that funny?" Sandy doesn't think it's funny. He thinks it's maybe all the truth the world needs about men. The coach had given them their uniforms, and Ned had his on, and he was down on one knee, tossing underhand to the little boy, and I swear he was the whitest, purest thing any summer sky ever looked down on. And then he says,